Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast and at the top, click on Try Free and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad and then on with today's episode.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
I'll confess, sometimes I let my podcast playlist get out of hand and I get way behind. But there's one show that I subscribe to, and any new episode goes right to the top of the queue. That's the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's because I never have to figure out, okay, is this one going to be interesting, or do I wait for the next one, like I do for some shows? Because Jordan's conversations are always a must-listen for me. He talks to fascinating people from any category you can think of. Authors, scientists, athletes, you name it. He's talked to undercover cops who posed as mafia, and the actual career mafia hitmen. And the stories he gets out of these people, just incredible. In one episode, he talked to Paul Holes. You might know that name if you're into true crime. He's the former investigator who uses really advanced methods to solve cold cases, including the Golden State Killer. And another one I really enjoyed was with Sam Harris, an author and neuroscientist who promotes skepticism. And he doesn't mind taking on some seriously controversial topics like politics or religion. That one's going to make you think. Whenever a new episode of the Jordan Harbinger Show pops up, I already know it's going to be an episode that I'll enjoy listening to, and I'll bet you will too. For some episode recommendations, check out jordanharbinger.com/start or search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This is Scott. If you're new to the podcast, this is not a regular episode. For most episodes, I have a conversation with a regular person who's been through some type of extremely unusual situation. A plane crash, a mass shooting, an alligator attack, or sometimes a happy story like someone meeting their biological father for the first time. The guest comes on and tells the story of what happened firsthand. You can look through my past episodes and probably find some that interest you. But this episode is not like that. Today you're going to hear Jessica's story. And I'm not even going to set it up for you. You'll understand as you hear it. I'll come back afterward with a few more comments.
Hi, my name is Jessica. For those of you who don't know me, Mike is my fiancé. We've been together for over 7 years now. I came into our relationship with 3 kids, and we have since had 2 more, bringing it up to 5 amazing babies. We live in Las Vegas, and our life works. We have a true partnership in everything we do, from making decisions to paying bills, from parenting to cleaning. We've always done it together and equally. We went to San Diego July 12th and 13th. It was to get the kids out of the heat advisory warning that Vegas had, but also because we actually had 2 days off in a row together. We went to the beach and to Belmont Park and let the kids ride the rides. But everyone wound up getting sunburned. Mike got it the worst. His skin turned so red it was almost purple, and he got small water blisters all over. We went to the San Diego Zoo the next day, then came home. Mike called into work the next day. He was just too burned and couldn't really move. Then he called in again. We were putting lotions on him and aloe, and he was drinking lots of Gatorade. He was getting chills. He couldn't eat, couldn't get comfortable, couldn't sleep. All symptoms of sun poisoning. He goes to the ER and tries to get some relief. The doctor pretty much dismissed him. So Mike went to work that night. The next day, he wasn't better, so he called in. Then he called in again on Sunday. He is showing no signs of getting better, and he's nauseous. Finally, he goes to a different ER on Monday, and they test him for COVID. He's positive. They send him home, more or less with a pat on the head, and tell him to hydrate, isolate, and it'll be fine. I had to tell my job that he tested positive, so they immediately sent me home and told me HR would be in contact with me to let me know the next steps. I went and got tested. I'm negative. Mike is absolutely miserable. He's beside himself with how much everything hurts and how scared he is. He winds up waking me up at around 3 a.m. to tell me he can't breathe and is dizzy, and when he tries to stand, he starts to fall over. I rush him to another ER, and they admit him immediately. They tell me I can't stay. His blood oxygen is at 72, and they told him they're surprised he was even able to walk and talk. They do scans on him and find he has pneumonia in both of his lungs. He's placed on the highest level of oxygen their hospital can do. By the end of the day, they said he needed more than they could give and needed to move him to a different campus. He's still not able to sleep or rest at all. He's barely texting me back. He sent me a text message that said, "I should have gotten the damn vaccine." They tell me I can bring him some stuff if I want to, but that I can't go in to see him. I take him some chargers, his iPad, clothes, and deodorant since he asked for it. Now they have him on two machines giving him oxygen and alternating with a full mask. They tell us he can't have any sleep aids because they need him awake to monitor his lungs. I understand that, but I also know he needs to rest. He's still not eating, and they say he needs to be moved again to some place with a bigger ICU unit that can focus more on him. No one gives us any kind of good news. They move him onto a breathing machine to force his lungs to open more. It's now Sunday, and he's been in there since Monday night. I have to go back to work Monday. He and I were texting Sunday. He said he was tired around 8:30, and was going to try to get some sleep while his body seemed to be telling him he could. I was, of course, good with that. I texted him when I woke up. He didn't answer. I texted him again when I got to work. No answer. I'm worried now. I call the hospital. They tell me they don't do updates until after 2 p.m., and it's only 11. I'm like, please, just tell me if he's okay. They tell me they will call me back. It takes almost an hour, and of course, I'm working, so I can't answer. As soon as I get a break, I call them back. The nurse told me Mike was stable, but that they were having a doctor come to evaluate him later, and that they were probably going to recommend intubation and sedation. I tell him to please have Mike text me. He says he will pass on the message. Within 5 minutes of me being at work, he sends me messages, 911, 911. He's calling. I told my supervisor, I need to make a call right now, and I call Mike. They're taking him then. Not tonight, right now. I cried and told him to please fight. He said he was. He told me he loves me, and I told him I love him so much, and to please, please, please fight and come home to me. That's the last time I've been able to hear his voice or communicate with him.
I made a decision a long time ago. When I'm out riding my bike each morning and I cross paths with someone, I always smile at that person. And most people smile back. But I do it because even though it's a little thing, it makes a big difference for me, and maybe for them. It's just a fact. Small actions can bring big benefits. In the same way, it's also true that taking care of your gut can support the health of the rest of your body. Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits not just your gut, but your skin and heart health too. Seed DSO1 is part of my morning routine. If you can call it a routine, it's just two little capsules. And I feel amazing. It helps maintain the health of my heart, and it promotes regularity, which I can attest to. Sorry, that may be a little TMI there. For me, it's great that it's vegan, but it's also sugar-free, soy-free, peanut-free, gluten-free, and has no preservatives. It doesn't even need refrigeration. DSO1 has so many benefits, including the fact that it's backed by a lot of science, but I've barely scratched the surface here. What I can say, though, is that my body feels great, and I've got a promo code so you can see the benefits for yourself.
Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/what and use code 25what to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/what. Code 25what.
This episode is sponsored by Cook Unity. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code what before checkout for 50% off your first week. When Jeannie and I go out to eat at some local restaurant, one of the things I love to try is a curry dish. I just love it when a chef can get that perfect balance of spices. It's one of my favorite meals. But even better is to have an amazing curry meal without having to go out, like the one I had recently. It was cauliflower and chickpea coconut curry with steamed jasmine rice. And even though it was created by a professional local chef here in Florida, we enjoyed that meal right here at home, thanks to Cook Unity. And you know what else I love? All the prep and cooking is done for me ahead of time. So all I do is just choose the one I want, and 2 minutes later, I'm enjoying a tasty hot meal. It feels like I'm one of those wealthy podcasters with a chef on staff right here at home. Cook Unity meals arrive fresh. They've never been frozen. All of their packaging is earth-friendly, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. Oh, and you have to try that coconut curry.
Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code WHAT before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code WHAT or going to cookunity.com/what.
Here's my hot take for today. If you see something advertised as a free trial, it might cost you more than you expect. At least that's my experience. I give up my credit card to try something for free for a week, then I forget about it, and now I'm paying for it every month without even noticing it. But when I signed up for Rocket Money, that ridiculous waste came to a screeching halt. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. It lets you see all of your subscriptions listed right there in one place. When you see a subscription you're paying for but you don't want, do you really want to spend an hour on the phone trying to track down some customer service agent to cancel it? Rocket Money can help you get rid of it with just a few taps. They also give me this great dashboard so I can see what I've spent this month compared to last month. And they'll even try to negotiate lower bills for me by up to 20%, so I'm spending less and saving more. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwas. That's rocketmoney.com/whatwas. rocketmoney.com/whatwas.
I went to the ICU that night to see him, after getting one of the worst phone call updates ever. The nurse even told me to contact next of kin and to take all of his belongings home with me. They said he fought the sedation, and they had to use a paralytic. He was strapped down to stop him from fighting. His numbers were showing a bit of improvement from when they said he had to be intubated. They only let me stay for a few minutes and then rushed me out. The next morning, I'm pulling into the hospital parking lot and the infectious disease doctor calls me to ask me about treatments and to tell me how bad Mike's numbers are. I asked if he had anything positive to tell me, and he flat out said no. Once inside, I had to wait to be cleared through since he was in isolation. When I got to his room, the nurse was nice. He explained a lot to me. I commented that Mike's O2 numbers were in the 70s the day before in the morning, and the machines had brought him up to the 80s, and now they were in the 90s. That seems like an improvement. He said, "Yes, it is, but it's artificial. The machines are doing everything for him right now." And I'm like, "Well, that's what they're supposed to do, right? I'll take that as a small win and something to hold on to." I went in this morning. His numbers are the same, and the nurse said his kidney function is slightly better than yesterday, but that he's had no other improvement and he still has a low-grade fever being maintained with a cooling blanket. They were able to get his feeding tube in while I was there. I just need to have him home with us. He is my person, my heart and soul. He is the rock of our family. Please hug your loved ones, because it turned so fast, and I would give practically anything to hear Mike say my name and hug me and be able to tell him I love him more than ever.
The next day, Jessica had this update.
I just wanted to reach out and thank all of you who have helped us, everyone who has reached out with a friendly word. I was at the hospital visiting Mike and telling him all about our kid's day and how everyone was pulling for him. His numbers crashed, and they were not able to bring them back up. The love of my life, my rock, my everything, the father to my babies, is no longer with us. I don't know what to do.
Mike was 39 years old when he passed away on Thursday, July 29, 2021. He left behind Jessica and their five children, ages 17, 10, 7, 6, and 17 months. Jessica said that she and Mike had never intended to not get the COVID vaccination, but they were waiting for 1 year from its release to see about any side effects. Now, she and her oldest son have both been vaccinated, and she says she will always regret not having gotten the shot earlier. So Jessica now finds herself as a widow and a single mother. If you'd like to help, there's a GoFundMe page set up where you can make a donation for her and her children. You can get the link for that, along with some pictures of Mike, Jessica, and their kids, at the webpage for this episode, whatwasthatlike.com/85. This bonus episode was produced because I saw Jessica's story in a news article and I wanted to help. The story you heard was what she wrote for GoFundMe, and it was performed by a voiceover artist with Jessica's permission and gratitude. I'll be back with the next regular podcast episode in 1 week. Stay safe. And give someone you love a big hug.
Hey, this is Scott. Did you know we offer a premium feed of this show that is completely ad-free and there are bonus episodes? Go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus or just click the link in the show notes of any episode to learn more and to sign up. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can sign up right there in the app by clicking Try Free at the top of the episode list. And I hope to see you in the premium feed soon.